Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Odes, songs, and lyrical pieces. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Odes, Songs, and Lyrical Pieces by John Dryden. Farewell, fair Armida. A song. Farewell, fair Armida, my joy and my grief. In vain I have loved you and hope no relief. Undone by your virtue, too strict and severe, your eyes gave me love and you gave me despair. Now called by my honour, I seek with content the fate which in pity you would not prevent. To languish in love were to find by delay a death that's more welcome, the speediest way. On seas and in battles, in bullets and fire, the danger is less than in hopeless desire. My death wound you give me, though far off I bear my fall from your sight, not to cost you a tear. But if the kind flood on a wave should convey, and under your window my body should lay, the wound on my breast when you happen to see, you'll say with a sigh, it was given by me. End of poem. Read by Alan Mapstone. The Fair Stranger, a song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Happy and free, securely blessed, no beauty could disturb my rest. My amorous heart was in despair to find a new victorious fair. Till you, descending on our plains, with foreign force renew my chains, where now you rule without control, the mighty sovereign of my soul. Your smiles have more of conquering charms than all your native country's arms. Their troops we can expel with ease, who vanquish only when we please. But in your eyes, oh, there's the spell, who can see them and not rebel? You make us captives by your stay, yet kill us if you go away. End of poem. A Song for St. Cecilia's Day, 22nd of November, 1687, by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. 1. From harmony, from heavenly harmony, this universal frame began. When nature underneath a heap of jarring atoms lay, and could not heave her head, the tuneful voice was heard from high, "Arise, ye more than dead!" then cold and hot and moist and dry, in order to their stations leap, and music's power obey. From harmony, from heavenly harmony, this universal frame began, from harmony to harmony, through all the compass of the notes it ran, the diapason closing full in man. 2. What passion cannot music raise and quell? When Jubal struck the chorded shell, his listening brethren stood around, and wondering on their faces fell, to worship that celestial sound. Less than a god they thought there could not dwell, within the hollow of that shell, that spoke so sweetly and so well. What passion cannot music raise and quell? 3. The trumpet's loud clangor excites us to arms, with shrill notes of anger and mortal alarms. The double-double-double beat of the thundering drum cries, hark, the foes come! Charge, charge, 'tis too late to retreat! 4. The soft complaining flute in dying notes discovers the woes of hopeless lovers whose dirge is whispered by the warbling lute. 5. Sharp violins proclaim their jealous pangs and desperation, fury, frantic indignation, depths of pain and height of passion for the fair, disdainful dame. 6. But oh, what art can teach, what human voice can reach, the sacred organ's praise? Notes inspiring holy love, notes that wing their heavenly ways to mend the choirs above. 7. Orpheus could lead the savage race, and trees uprooted left their place, sequacious of the lyre. But bright Cecilia raised the wonder higher when to her organ vocal breath was given, an angel heard and straight appeared, mistaking earth for heaven. Grand Chorus. As from the powers of sacred lays the spheres began to move, and sung the great Creator's praise to all the blessed above. So when the last and dreadful hour this crumbling pageant shall devour, the trumpet shall be heard on high, the dead shall live, the living die, and music shall untune the sky. End of poem. The Tears of Aminta for the Death of Damon, a song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. On a bank beside a willow, heaven her covering, earth her pillow, sad Aminta sighed alone. From the cheerless dawn of morning till the dews of night returning, singing thus she made her moan. Hope is banished, joys are vanished, Damon, my beloved, is gone. Time, I dare thee to discover, such a youth and such a lover, oh, so true, so kind was he. Damon was the pride of nature, charming in his every feature. Damon lived alone for me. Melting kisses, murmuring blisses, whoso lived and loved as we? Never shall we curse the morning, never bless the night's returning, sweet embraces to restore. Never shall we both lie dying, nature failing, love supplying, all the joys he drained before. Death come end me, to befriend me, love and Damon are no more. End of poem. A Song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Sylvia the Fair, in the bloom of 15, felt an innocent warmth as she lay on the green. She had heard of a pleasure, and something she guessed by the tousing and tumbling and touching her breast. She saw the men eager, but was at a loss what they meant by their sighing and kissing so close. By their praying and whining, and clasping and twining, and panting and wishing, and sighing and kissing, and sighing and kissing so close. Ah, she cried, ah, for a languishing maid, in a country of Christians, to die without aid. Not a Whig or a Tory, or trimmer at least, or a Protestant parson or Catholic priest, to instruct a young virgin that is at a loss what they meant by their sighing and kissing so close. By their praying and whining, and clasping and twining, and panting and wishing, and sighing and kissing, and sighing and kissing so close. Cupid, in shape of a swain, did appear. He saw the sad wound, and in pity drew near. Then showed her his arrow, and bid her not fear, for the pain was no more than a maiden may bear. When the balm was infused, she was not at a loss what they meant by their sighing and kissing so close. By their praying and whining, and clasping and twining, and panting and wishing, and sighing and kissing, and sighing and kissing so close. End of poem. The Lady's Song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. A choir of bright beauties in spring did appear to choose a May lady to govern the year. All the nymphs were in white and the shepherds in green. The garland was given and Phyllis was queen. But Phyllis refused it, and sighing did say, I'll not wear a garland while Pan is away. While Pan and fair Syrinx are fled from our shore, the graces are banished and love is no more. The soft god of pleasure that warmed our desires has broken his bow and extinguished his fires, and vows that himself and his mother will mourn till Pan and fair Syrinx in triumph return. Forbear your addresses and court us no more, for we will perform what the deity swore. But if you dare think of deserving our charms, away with your sheep-hooks and take to your arms. Then laurels and myrtles your brows shall adorn, when Pan and his son and fair Syrinx return. End of poem. A Song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Fair, Sweet and Young receive a prize reserved for your victorious eyes. From crowds who match your feats you see, oh, pity and distinguish me, as I from thousand beauties more distinguish you and only you adore. Your face for conquest was designed, your every motion charms my mind. Angels, when you your silence break, forget their hymns to hear you speak. But when at once they hear in view, are loath to mount and long to stay with you. No graces can your form improve, but all are lost unless you love. While that sweet passion you disdain, your veil and beauty are in vain. In pity then prevent my fate, for after dying all reprieves too late. End of poem. A Song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. High state and honours to others impart, but give me your heart. That treasure alone, I beg for my own. So gentle a love, so fervent a fire, my soul does inspire. That treasure alone, I beg for my own. Your love let me crave, give me in possessing so matchless a blessing, that empire is all I would have. Love's my petition, all my ambition, if e'er you discover so faithful a lover, so real a flame, I'll die, so give up my game. End of poem. Rondelay by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Chloe found Amyntas lying, all in tears, upon the plain, sighing to himself and crying, wretched I to love in vain. Kiss me, dear, before my dying, kiss me once and ease my pain. Sighing to himself and crying, wretched I to love in vain, ever scorning and denying to reward your faithful swain. Kiss me, dear, before my dying, kiss me once and ease my pain. Ever scorning and denying to reward your faithful swain, Chloe, laughing at his crying, told him that he loved in vain. Kiss me, dear, before my dying, kiss me once and ease my pain. Chloe, laughing at his crying, told him that he loved in vain, but repenting and complying, when he kissed, she kissed again. Kissed him up before his dying, kissed him up and eased his pain. End of poem. A Song by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Go tell Aminta, gentle swain, I would not die, nor dare complain. Thy tuneful voice with numbers join, thy words will more prevail than mine. To souls oppressed and dumb with grief, the gods ordain this kind relief. that music should in sounds convey what dying lovers dare not say. A sigh or tear perhaps she'll give, but love on pity cannot live. Tell her that hearts for hearts were made, and love with love is only paid. Tell her my pains so fast increase, that soon they will be past redress. But ah, the wretch that speechless lies, attends but death to close his eyes. End of poem. A song to a fair young lady going out of the town in the spring, by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Ask not the cause why sullen spring so long delays her flowers to bear, why warbling birds forget to sing, and winter storms invert the year. Chloris is gone, and fate provides to make it spring where she resides. Chloris is gone, the cruel fair, she cast not back a pitying eye, but left her lover in despair, to sigh, to languish, and to die. Ah, how can those fair eyes endure to give the wounds they will not cure? Great God of love, why hast thou made a face that can all hearts command, that all religions can invade and change the laws of every land? Where thou hadst placed such power before, thou shouldst have made her mercy more. When Chloris to the temple comes, adoring crowds before her fall, she can restore the dead from tombs, and every life but mine recall. I only am by love designed to be the victim for mankind. End of poem. Alexander's Feast, or The Power of Music, an Ode in Honour of St. Cecilia's Day, by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. 1. 'Twas at the royal feast for Persia won by Philip's warlike son, aloft in awful state, the godlike hero sate on his imperial throne. His valiant peers were placed around, their brows with roses and with myrtles bound, so should desert in arms be crowned. The lovely Thais by his side sate like a blooming eastern bride, in flower of youth and beauty's pride. Happy, happy, happy pair! None but the brave, none but the brave, none but the brave deserve the fair. 2. Timotheus placed on high, amid the tuneful choir, with flying fingers touched the lyre. The trembling notes ascend the sky, and heavenly joys inspire. The song began from Jove, who left his blissful seats above, such is the power of mighty love, a dragon's fiery form belied the god. Sublime on radiant spires he rode, when he to fair Olympia pressed, and while he sought her snowy breast, then round her slender waist he curled, and stamped an image of himself, a sovereign of the world. The listening crowd admire the lofty sound, a present deity, they shout around. A present deity, the vaulted roofs rebound. With ravished ears the monarch hears, assumes the god, affects to nod, and seems to shake the spheres.
3.
The praise of Bacchus then the sweet musician sung, of Bacchus ever fair and ever young. The jolly god in triumph comes, sound the trumpets, beat the drums. Flushed with a purple grace, he shows his honest face. Now gives the oat boys breath, he comes. Bacchus, ever fair and young, drinking joys did first ordain. Bacchus' blessings are a treasure. Drinking is the soldier's pleasure. Rich the treasure, sweet the pleasure, sweet is pleasure after pain.
4.
Soothed with sound the king grew vain, fought all his battles o'er again, and thrice he routed all his foes, and thrice he slew the slain. The master saw the madness rise, his glowing cheeks, his ardent eyes, and while he heaven and earth defied, changed his hand and checked his pride. He chose a mournful muse, soft pity to infuse. He sung Darius great and good, by too severe a fate. Fallen, 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 fallen from his high estate, and weltering in his blood. Deserted at his utmost need, by those his former bounty fed, on the bare earth exposed he lies, with not a friend to close his eyes. With downcast looks the joyless victor sate, revolving in his altered soul the various turns of chance below, and now and then a sigh he stole, and tears began to flow.
5.
The mighty master smiled to see that love was in the next degree. 'Twas but a kindred sound to move, for pity melts the mind to love. Softly sweet in Lydian measures, soon he soothed his soul to pleasures. War, he sung, is toil and trouble, honour but an empty bubble. Never ending, still beginning, fighting still and still destroying. If the world be worth thy winning, think, O think, it worth enjoying. Lovely Thais sits beside thee, take the good the gods provide thee. The many rend the skies with loud applause, so love was crowned, but music won the cause. The prince, unable to conceal his pain, gazed on the fair who caused his care, and sighed and looked, and sighed again. At length, with love and wine at once oppressed, the vanquished victor sunk upon her breast.
6.
Now strike the golden lyre again, a louder yet, and yet a louder strain. Break his bands of sleep asunder, and rouse him like a rattling peal of thunder. Hark, hark, the horrid sound has raised up his head, as awaked from the dead, and amazed he stares around. Revenge, revenge, Timotheus cries, see the Furies arise, see the snakes that they rear, how they hiss in their hair, and the sparkles that flash from their eyes. Behold a ghastly band, each a torch in his hand. Those are Grecian ghosts that in battle were slain, and unburied remain, inglorious on the plain. Give the vengeance due to the valiant crew. Behold how they toss their torches on high, how they point to the Persian abodes and glittering temples of their hostile gods. The princes applaud with a furious joy, and the king seized a flambeau with zeal to destroy. Thais led the way to light him to his prey, and, like another Helen, fired another Troy.
7.
Thus long ago, ere heaving bellows learned to blow, while organs yet were mute, Timotheus to his breathing flute and sounding lyre could swell the soul to rage, or kindle soft desire. At last divine Cecilia came, inventress of the vocal frame. The sweet enthusiast from her sacred store enlarged the former narrow bounds, and added length to solemn sounds, with nature's mother wit and arts unknown before. Let old Timotheus yield the prize, or both divide the crown. He raised a mortal to the skies, she drew an angel down.
End of poem.
Veni Creator Spiritus, paraphrased by John Dryden. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Creator Spirit, by whose aid the world's foundations first were laid, come visit every pious mind, come pour thy joys on humankind. From sin and sorrow set us free, and make thy temples worthy thee. O source of uncreated light, the Father's promised paraclete, thrice holy fount, thrice holy fire, our hearts with heavenly love inspire. Come, and thy sacred unction bring to sanctify us while we sing. Plenteous of grace, descend from high, rich in thy sevenfold energy, thou strength of his almighty hand, whose power does heaven and earth command. Proceeding Spirit, our defence, who dost the gift of tongues dispense, and crownst thy gift with eloquence. Refine and purge our earthly parts, but oh, inflame and fire our hearts. Our frailties help, our vice control, submit the senses to the soul. And when rebellious they are grown, then lay thy hand and hold them down. Chase from our minds the infernal foe, and peace, the fruit of love, bestow. And lest our feet should step astray, protect and guide us in the way. Make us eternal truths receive, and practice all that we believe. Give us thyself that we may see the Father and the Son by thee. Immortal honour, endless fame, attend the Almighty Father's name. The Saviour's Son be glorified, who for lost man's redemption died, and equal adoration be, eternal Paraclete to thee. End of poem. Read by Alan Mapstone in Oxford, England. End of Odes, Songs and Lyrical Pieces by John Dryden.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.